This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After Hurricane Sandy, some of the East Coast's largest utility companies struggled for weeks to restore power to millions of homes and businesses. But there were a few success stories. Several cities with their own utilities were able to restore power in a matter of days. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
This is a story about two New Jersey towns. Madison is a leafy, comfortable suburb about 25 miles west of Manhattan. Summit is a leafy, comfortable suburb about 20 miles from Manhattan. Both of them had lots of downed trees and both lost power when Sandy hit. But what happened to these towns next was very, very different.
We really didn't see much progress in Summit at all until day 3, 4, and then slowly things started to come back. So we had a long, rough slog with this storm.
Ellen Dixon is the mayor of Summit. She says it was 12 days before Jersey Central Power and Light had everyone in town back online. In the company's defense, Dixon says Jersey Central had to restore power to 90% of its customers.
When you're in a numbers game, who can get them up fastest? You go for the easiest, the low-hanging fruit, the bring up a lot of people at once, and then the suburbs tend to get the end of the line on the service.
But that is not how the recovery played out a few miles away in Madison.
We were able to power up sections of town within 2 days, and then by the weekend, most of the town was back.
Robert Landrigan is a city councilman from Madison. The town operates its own utility company, meaning it's responsible for the lines that deliver electricity to homes and businesses, along with trucks and repair crews. Mayor Robert Conley says Madison's operation is tiny, but he says it does have some advantages over crews from the big utilities who may have never worked in the area before.
They work on our 4 square miles on the sunny days, and so when the storms come, they know our territory inside and out. They know where the trouble spots are. They know exactly where to go to.
Madison has had a long time to get this right. The town started its own utility in the 1880s. Today, it's one of just 9 municipally owned utilities in the state. James Jablonski directs the Public Power Association of New Jersey. He says his members have a built-in incentive to be responsive to their customers.
If they don't get the service back quickly, they don't need to worry about trying to call an 800 number or whomever else. Chances are they know the mayor, and they'll call or a council member and say, hey, what's going on here?
Officials in Summit, New Jersey got calls, too, from constituents who had to drive 5 miles over to Madison to go to the movies or charge their cell phones. Frustration with Jersey Central Power and Light has been growing since last year, when the company also had a tough time getting the lights on after 2 major storms. Summit Administrator Chris Cotter says his town is thinking about starting its own utility.
There may be very much renewed interest in that because the idea of being able to locally direct restoration efforts is one that certainly is appealing.
But Cotter knows it would not be easy. Even James Jablonski at the Public Power Association of New Jersey says there are good reasons why no city in the state has taken over electrical distribution in more than a generation.
You're talking about buying out all their poles, wires, meters, transformers, maybe substations, the whole distribution system. And the cost can be daunting.
And even if a town could raise the money, there's no guarantee the incumbent utility would sell without a fight. Jersey Central Power and Light, which is owned by First Energy, declined to comment for this story. Summit Mayor Ellen Dixon says getting into the electrical distribution business would be a drastic step, but she thinks Jersey Central could learn a few things from city-owned utilities, like having a dedicated repair crew that knows the local terrain and investing in up-to-date equipment.
The electric grid in our town looks very old and tired. The transformers look old and tired. The poles are not in great shape. There's a lot that could be done there.
Dixon says you don't have to run your own utility company to see that. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.